Number one for the first time. Welcome and hello everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We've been pretty close to the top, but never been the top in Tennessee. Of course, in other states, poultry has been number one for a long time.
That's Obion County poultry producer Brenda Baker, and the latest statistics from the Department of Agriculture confirm that the number one valued animal agriculture commodity grown in Tennessee is poultry. Cash receipts to farmers last year generated more than $442 million, and that's put poultry production just ahead of cattle and calves for the first time.
Being on the farm in Tennessee and being able to diversify into the poultry industry in the last 10, 15 years has meant a great deal to us especially. Of course, we enjoy producing a good product that everybody seems to enjoy.
Now, the Bakers have breeder hens for the Tyson Foods Complex in Union City. They produce fertile eggs that are in turn hatched and taken back out to broiler houses, where they are then grown for processing exclusively for McDonald's products. And Brenda Baker says their number one goal on their farm is to produce a safe product.
We have a lot of accountability. I know at least once a month at Union City, they run a fake product recall, and they are able to track the product coming out of that plant to what line it was run on, back to the actual farm that that chicken was raised on, back to our farm, and which house, and we have two houses, which house that actual egg came out of.
The Bakers have been raising breeder hens for Tyson since 1998. Again, poultry production was the number two valued commodity in Tennessee for 2009, just ahead of cattle and calves. The overall number one commodity was soybeans with a value of $564 million. Tennessee ranks 13th nationally in poultry production. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.